Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Not hit me with your best shot.
That's right.
We're 97, going back in the archives.
97 of the ribs, Hugh. Let's go. Welcome back. Midday show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. All right, tomorrow, McGurk's Fort Washington. We'll be there from 10 to 2 doing our show. Come on out and be with us. Hopefully we get a game in tonight with the weather.
No, I probably think we'll have it.
Well, I'm hoping. And hopefully we're reacting to Wheeler. Are you worried about the rain?
Well, it's raining. Baseball is better when it's not raining.
I agree with that. Yes.
You know what I mean?
That we can agree on. All right, let's go back to the phone calls. And then we'll give you our first thoughts on the first quarterback ranking of 2025 that's out. It's a beautiful day. Ken in Cinemitz. What's up, Ken?
Ken!
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hey, Ken.
Hugh, I think you're a better athlete than Howie Roseman.
Thank you, Ken. You're probably the only – me and you are probably the only two.
Elliot voted your way,
too. Oh, yeah, Elliot, too. Thank you.
So before I get to the main topic, just on the thing that Elliot said earlier about this being a big press conference, we do this all the time in Philadelphia. There's no such thing as a big press conference. First impressions, if we had gone with the first impression of the only two head coaches that have won a Super Bowl in the city – neither one of them would have made it past the introductory press conference.
That is true. They would have been fired on the spot.
No, hold on. There are big press conferences, though.
Well, okay, like when they retained Sirianni a couple years ago. That felt like a big press conference.
Yeah. Also, like the first time you wanted to hear Jalen speak after somewhat sounding like he took a shot at his coach.
Yeah. There are anticipated press conferences. Yeah, that's for sure.
You don't get anything of value out of a press conference. Nobody's going to say anything that really gives you any insight. So
it's also kind of where you're wrong.
It's just for the press to feel valuable about what they do. So, listen, Bryce Harper, when the pitch clock came in, Bryce Harper made a comment about, taking our game back. I think it's time to take our game back tonight. You absolutely positively have to hit Ronald Acuna. I mean, once upon a time, Spencer Strider and all these National League pitchers would have had to worry about stepping into the batter's box themselves. They don't have to worry about that anymore, which is absolutely part of the problem, is that, I don't have to worry about wearing one myself. So, and in terms of, giving away a game, Rob Thompson's been a manager here for 3 years. How many games has Rob Thompson been willing to give away to make sure that he didn't interrupt a day off by not pinch hitting a guy, because a day off means the whole day off?
And well, they had the one last August. I forget who the opponent was. Maybe the Nats, but there was the game last. It was a Sunday last August where I think it was JT and Bryce got the day, and it was that game, close game, the ninth inning, and he refused to pinch hit either.
He's done it more than once.
Yeah.
So if you're going to be willing to give away one of 162 for something like that, then you absolutely positively have to be willing to jeopardize the outcome of a game in May to make sure that you're sending a message to the rest of the league that, you don't just get to do this to our best player. I mean, because if you can do this to Bryce Harper without any repercussions, you can do it to anybody in the lineup without repercussions. And, it's so if you lose the game, and oh, by the way, if you hurt Ronald Acuna, and I'm not saying that I'm hoping that, he wears the first pitch 98-mile-an-hour fastball in his clavicle that, snaps it like a twig. I'm not saying I hope
that
happens.
Sound like that hurt.
But if that happens, then you've just given yourself a better chance to win the game tonight, because – Ronald Acuna is their best player, and he's not in the lineup. So there is a world where those things can all happen at the same time, and you don't give away the game. But, you know, at one point in baseball, I mean, I'm older than all you guys, the pitcher wouldn't even have to be told to do this. Mm-hmm. Like at when the game was played the correct way, when MIT math majors weren't making baseball decisions, the pitcher just absolutely knew, I've got the ball in my hand. When they come up, somebody's going to wear one because I've got my guys' backs. And you've got 26 guys in that clubhouse who have to know that you have their backs and that they're just not going to be, you know, free targets all year long, because we're going to take the high road, because we're going to be gentlemen, and we don't want to worry about maybe giving away one of 162 games. So Acuna absolutely positively has to wear one. I think he's got to wear the first pitch of the game.
I agree. Let's start off on the right foot. Ken, good phone call. And I think we have the right pitcher out there. Wheeler strikes me.
Savvy vet.
Old school. Now he's not that he's like old. I mean, he is an older pitcher, but like he just, when you hear him talk, when we've had him on the show, strikes me as an old school baseball pitcher that understands sometimes you got to do this. Sometimes you got to just make the guy wear it. And again, you know, Ken was talking about how what could happen here. I don't.
Man, that sounds like it. That's painful.
Yeah, it would be. I'm not looking to hurt Acuna, but I want to put it in a spot where it hurts. And I keep talking about right upper ribs, right under that shoulder, boom, and he'll feel that for days. By the way, you know what I was just thinking about?
What's that?
Imagine it's like, so we've used Acuna as like he's the pinata, right? We're just choosing
pinata,
him. He's their best player. They hit ours, all that. But we must have said on this show today, they got to hit Acuna between us and the callers 100 times. And I'm thinking about it. Could you imagine being Acuna in an Uber in Philadelphia going to get lunch today? And they like the driver's got WIP on, right? And he's like, what are they talking about? Like,
or somebody tell him, hey, dog, they out to get you.
You're right.
On the radio station.
He didn't do anything last night.
Yeah.
He just happens to be their Harper. So
call
we got
snapping his clavicle like a twig.
Yeah. He said it was such a matter of fact tone.
Yeah.
Hey, man, if his clavicle gets cracked, no big deal.
What are you going to do?
That just sounds painful.
Well, it does. Do you think Harper's elbow
in
pain?
I could imagine. Like, some of these pitches that they get hit with 100 miles, 90 miles an hour, I can't imagine how pinpointed that pain is, especially getting hit on the elbow. But, man, yeah, I think I had to fight somebody hit me and break my club. Well, you couldn't fight that day.
You're kind of down and out for that day.
that day,
you're out.
Got to let him fight another day.
Yep. All right, before we go back to the phones, Hugh, we did tell everyone that we would give our first reaction here. And it's probably going to be a layered reaction, because anytime you see a quarterback list, you get the first thought, and then you get more layers to your thought. Hugh, the first quarterback ranking of 2025 has emerged. Are you ready for it?
All right? Yes.
All right, I'm going to read to you what the ranking is, and then I just want your first reaction. Whatever you got, whatever take comes to your mind, I want to hear. So this comes from Pro Football Focus, and they're ranking the quarterbacks as we enter the 2025 season. And they put them in tiers, all right? So we start with tier number one, the elite quarterbacks in the NFL. And here's how they rank the four that they put in the elite category. Number one, Patrick Mahomes. Number two, Joe Burrow. Number three, Lamar Jackson. Number four, Josh Allen. Four elite quarterbacks. Those are the four. It goes Mahomes, Burrow, Lamar, and Allen as 1, 2, 3, 4. Now,
Mahomes, Burrow,
Lamar Allen.
Okay.
Those are the top four quarterbacks according to Pro Football Focus. Now, tier number two, they deem high-end starters. So not elite, but high-end starters is what they rank them. And here is that tier. Number five overall, and the top of tier number two, is Jalen Hurts. Number six overall, right behind Hurts, Jaden Daniels. Number seven, Matthew Stafford. Number eight, Justin Herbert. That's tier number two. Okay, we could keep going. Jared Goff starts off the next tier, but I just want your reaction to start us off. 1 through 8, Mahomes, Burrow, Lamar, Allen. Then the line. There's a line they drew, right? Mm-hmm. Jalen Hurts not in that first tier, not elite. He starts off second tier, number five overall, high-end starter. Hugh Douglas, your reaction to Pro Football Focus. Mahomes, Burrow. Lamar, Allen, line, Hurts. How do you react?
Y'all know how I feel about this list. Jalen should be higher because of his accomplishments from the year before. And I feel like Jalen should at least be number two on this list. Least number two. Because, see, I understand how this list was made. Because you formulated this list by quarterback's ability. His throwing ability, his ability to make decisions, all this other stuff.
Can I give you what they said, how they did it? I mean, I know
you can.
Okay, I'm just letting you know. We can all think whatever we want to think. They said they ranked it based on a combination of recent performance and career trajectory. So they're also projecting forward.
Okay, so if that's the case, then I feel like he should be number two. Because when you look at the career trajectory, he's already accomplished something that the other three haven't. One, he went to two.
The other three behind Mahomes, you're saying. Mahomes.
Yeah. He went to two, won one. Now, this is where, because this is kind of the same for me as it was a couple years ago for when we were talking about, who's the quarterback out there that just got paid in San Fran?
Brock Purdy.
And I remember Kyle pulled his hair out because I said at that moment, Brock Purdy was the number two quarterback
in the
NFL. But it was the truth. Because out of all those quarterbacks that everybody had ranked higher than him, he went further than any of them. The only reason why I am not going to put Jalen Hurts at number one is because Patrick Mahomes has done it for a long time. He's done it for what? That's the only reason why. But if it wasn't him, then Jalen would be number one on this list.
All right, couple things. One,
I'm speechless.
I think it's
take your time. Take a deep breath.
All right, take a deep breath. I'm going to say something that I don't usually say.
What you going to say?
I have zero issue with the list. It's perfectly fine. In fact, I think it is. Now, you could quibble with maybe you want to move Allen to two and Burrow, like whatever. The top four or whatever. Right? Whatever where you want to put them. I don't really care. But I think it's right. And I actually think it's complimentary to Hurts, considering, did most people think he was a top five quarterback most of last year?
Nope.
No. And then I think he gets the fair bump to what he did in the playoffs, right? He won a ring.
I agree.
We got to respect that. And I think you kind of look at the positives more than the negatives of his season and look how he finished it. Top five, second tier below the top four. I think it's perfectly fair. I don't think he's as good as those four. And I'd put him right below. I think it's fair.
And you know what's funny, Joe? Because as we argue this, you're right to a certain extent. I give you that. Because when you talk about individual skill sets and what each individual quarterback brings to their respective teams, Jalen is respectfully at number five. But when I look at those other three guys that you have in front of him, there's only one of those cats that's been to the Super Bowl.
Well, two.
I'm talking about the three that he got in front of him. Right.
Well, two.
Josh Allen.
Right, and Lamar have not been. Burrow's been.
Burrow, Ben. And Lamar.
Yeah.
And Patrick. But like I said, out of the three that you have in front of him, only one of them been to the Super Bowl.
No, two have been.
No. Out of the three, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Out of the three other than Mahomes.
Yes.
Yeah, I got you.
Mahomes is on a different plane.
Yeah, we agree.
He sets to the side in this conversation.
So really,
that I'm
it's
having.
Burrow, Allen, Lamar versus
yes.
Jalen.
Jalen has accomplished more than all three of those guys.
So I don't disagree.
Mm-hmm.
But isn't that the Eagles have accomplished with Jalen?
See, this is where we can agree to disagree and have a grown up conversation because I look at it like this. Mahomes is only as good as the receivers that he's had around him. Now, he has shown throughout the years that he doesn't need a number one receiver. Mm-hmm. We have yet to see that with Jalen. But the other guys, they've tried to put talent around them for the last couple years outside of Joe Burrow, because Joe Burrow has talent.
Right.
But they put talent around them for the last couple years. Hasn't really worked out like that for them.
Now, look, Jalen Hurts beat Mahomes head-to-head in the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
He outplayed him. He beat him. That is part of the story now, and it's incredible that it happened. Isn't part of the reason why Allen and Lamar and Burrow haven't won more is they got to go through Mahomes. They're in the same conference as him.
And that's a fair assessment. But, hey, you play who you play.
I know.
And on the biggest stage, when it mattered the most.
He beat him.
Jalen did something that those other three couldn't do.
The Eagles beat the Chiefs.
The Eagles did.
I'm,
I'm sorry. I'm so annoyed with the logic that whoever's in the Super Bowl is number two. Like, but see, I have seen dog crap quarterbacks go to a Super Bowl. Even dog crap quarterbacks win a Super Bowl. I'm not saying Jalen's a dog crap quarterback. But, like, we have to stop with the if you win the Super Bowl,
how many,
you're number one or you're number two. Like,
how many dog crap quarterbacks have you seen, Kyle, have the performance that Jalen had in the Super Bowl?
What do you mean the performance? What did he throw it 20 times? I'm sorry.
He was money.
The defense won that Super Bowl.
All right.
He was money.
So let me say this. I think he played really well. I think he played better than Mahomes, just the 20 pass because he ran for 70 yards. I thought he was excellent in the Super Bowl.
I agree.
But I have watched Joe Flacco dominate a Super Bowl. I've watched Eli Manning play well in a Super Bowl. I was too young, but I remember Mark Rippon playing well. Yeah. Sometimes non-elite quarterbacks have big games.
It happens all the time.
But to me, they still get the respect that they deserve in that moment.
But I also think there's a difference
Brock Purdy
between...
gets that respect in the moment, even though he was the number two.
No, forget it. He's appropriately ranked now, I think, where he is a starter who's...
Can I give
an example?
It's unbelievable.
I think it's fair. I think Jalen Hurts is below those four quarterbacks.
I agree.
I think it's perfectly fair.
Can I also put out there, because I know people get offended when you say he's not elite. I don't care if he's elite. I am very happy Hurts is the quarterback of the Eagles. Like, I'm very happy with it. And it's very clear. It's apparent you can win at a high level and win it at an extended clip. He's been, you know, he's four seasons worth of winning records, and he won the Super Bowl. Lovely. Awesome. That part is great. Like, nobody needs to debate that anymore. But he doesn't have to be the best or among the best. Like, it's okay, everybody. It's okay.
Let me throw this in, because I've compared Jalen now to young Russell Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
When Russell Wilson won the Super Bowl, I just went back and looked at that particular season, the statistics and all that. Like, he wasn't better than Peyton Manning. He wasn't better than Drew Brees. He wasn't better than Tom Brady at that time. Like, he wasn't as good as those quarterbacks. But he was the Super Bowl champion, and he was a winner, and he did beat Peyton Manning, and they blew him out head-to-head. I don't know. I saw the list go up, and I knew people would get upset here. And I said, that's pretty fair.
Well, it all depends on and I hear where you're coming from, Kyle. It all depends on what side that you come down on. Because I think a lot of times, when you said that this is based on past performances, to me, that kind of throws a list out the window. Because you're basing it on their skill set and their body of work over the years of their career, correct?
Where they said recent performance. I don't know if they go back 5 years, three. I don't know what it means.
And if you're building, and I'm going to be honest with you. If you're building a team and you're looking for a quarterback, these other three guys, you're probably going to take before you take Jalen because of their skills. That's a fact.
Yeah, I think they're better quarterbacks.
But Jalen has those intangibles, those unquantifiable intangibles that put him in a different realm. That's why when you have this conversation about Jalen, I think everything is fair to say about him because it all applies. But there's that one thing that we can't quantify, and that's that it factor. Jalen has that.
How much, though, and I think he has it. I'm with you. But how much of it is because he's an Eagle? Like, he gets to play for the best organization. Joe Burrow plays for a joke. I mean, that team is a joke.
I feel you, and that's a conversation that they're probably going to be having for years. It's kind of like the Jordan LeBron thing.
Well, like, I'm sure at some point there was a Dan Marino, Joe Montana argument, and someone said Dan Marino wins nothing, and someone said so he plays for the Dolphins, and Joe Montana's got Bill Walsh.
But see, I'm not readily going to penalize Jalen for going to a good organization.
No, I don't think it's penalized. It's just like contextualizing.
I know you're not. But when you hear people talk, this is where this gets a little muddy for people, because you look at like Josh Allen and his skill set. And how good he is as a quarterback. He's a throwback. When you talk about his skill set and what he's able to do and what he's been able to do with offenses in the last couple of years, he's a throwback quarterback, no question about it. But he can't win the big game for whatever reason.
You can
sit here and say, well, the defense did this, that, and the third. For whatever reason, those blocks didn't line up, or that didn't line up for him like that.
There's a lot of early Peyton Manning things.
Yeah, Lamar the same thing.
Now, Lamar's played bad in some of those games, too.
Jalen, in his five-year career, has been to two Super Bowls. For whatever, like, we can sit and we go, for whatever reason, he's been to two. That is something that you can't take away from. You can say, oh, well, he had the best talent. But every team, every year, is trying to put the best talent around people.
Mm-hmm.
Every
but
team is trying to
succeed.
Do that.
Like, can I
they
just
don't. So now Jalen's being penalized because how he's
well, no, no, no. Hold
it's not
on.
Penalized.
Hold on. No one's
just
being penalized. He's number five on this list.
You should be higher.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, no, I mean,
I don't understand why people think it's disrespectful. Like, if I told you, you get to go into a season with the fifth best quarterback in the NFL,
I think
I'd be doing backflips. That's great.
I think it's
we just don't have to pretend.
I look at it like this. Every year stands on his own merit. Last year, Jalen was the best quarterback in the NFL.
No.
Jalen, because Jalen won the Super Bowl. Because Jalen won the Super Bowl.
No.
Because Jalen won the Super
Bowl. No, you're out of
control.
Nick Foles
was the best quarterback. Eli Manning was the best quarterback. Joe Flacco
was the best quarterback last year. Who won the Super Bowl last year?
The Eagles.
Who?
The Eagles won the Super Bowl.
See, this is where it gets...
It's not that simple.
Listen.
It's absolutely not that simple.
I understand that I have vision.
No.
And a lot of times
people
can't
see my vision. You are blind as a
bat, dude. I understand that. I'm okay
with
that.
You're going too far.
Doesn't help that I'm blind.
That's why I'm trying to carry... You're going too far.
I am trying to drag both of you guys with me.
There's not a team in the league that would take Jalen over all those guys.
You're right.
Maybe someone is like, you know, I'd rather have him Lamar. Lamar's kind of a loser in January.
You might be
but
right.
But there's not one team that would take all Jalen over everyone.
You might. And
then
I
he can't be the best.
Listen, I understand this list when you're talking about those individual intangibles. But as a cohesive unit, I'm cooking now. I can feel it. I'm preaching over here.
You are cooking
a
hockey puck.
I got a question for you. I have a question.
Jalen is that dude.
Stop. If Jalen Carter doesn't sack Matthew Stafford and the Rams win the game.
If was a fifth.
But Jalen Carter.
If my auntie had one more chromosome, she'd be my uncle.
No, it shouldn't matter.
That's not the saying.
It shouldn't matter. Like, Joe Burrow's good regardless of all this. It doesn't matter.
And what did Joe Burrow do last year?
He almost won the MVP on a 9-win team.
He had the worst defense in the league.
I mean, man.
Almost. Like what that song Brandon used to sing, almost doesn't count.
Let me ask you a question. If Jalen Hurts played on the Bengals last year and Joe Burrow played on the Eagles, what are the outcomes for those teams?
If Jalen played on the Bengals?
Jalen was the Bengals.
You ain't going to like my
If
answer.
Jalen Hurts was the Bengals quarterback and Joe Burrow was the Eagles quarterback.
Go ahead. Because you're going to bury your entire point if you go where I think you're going to go.
Where do you think I'm going to go?
Go ahead.
If Jalen would have been on the Cincinnati Bengals and played the way that he did last year, they ain't had no running game, so it'd probably be tough.
Or the defense.
Probably be about the same. No, I think Jalen would have gave him a couple more wins. They'd have went to the playoff. They'd have been a playoff team. They'd have been a playoff
team. Would the Eagles have won the Super Bowl with Joe Burrow? Yes!
Of course they would have.
But we don't have Joe Burrow. We got Jalen Hurts.
No, I know, but this is a hypothetical.
You got Jalen Hurts.
Yes. You're actually making me insane.
I know bothers you.
No, because
but
I mean because your logic's being
it's not
out of control.
It's on point.
It's
Jalen. Who's
it's
the best?
Really not.
Who won the Super Bowl last year?
The Eagles. I mean, that's the truth.
Who was the okay? Semantics.
Who
was the winning quarterback?
I'm tired.
The Super Bowl champion.
So Troy Aikman was better than Dan Marino.
At the time, At the time, he was.
Stop it. It's baloney. 215-592. All right, it is list season.
We are back.
It is list season. All right. Glad we started getting this out of our system. Yeah, we got more on this. Don't you worry.
The quarterback thing is one of the absolute most triggering things or most triggering conversations you can have.
The crazy part is I think PFF was kind to Hurts.
It was very realistic.
But it just all depends. Again, it all depends on how you look at it. I get that.
Yeah, I think they gave him a lot of bump for the Super Bowl and title game.
Totally did.
But, you know, if we went into the championship weekend and we asked people on the street who's the better quarterback right now, I think a lot of people would have said Jaden Daniels. Now, Hurts went on to beat Jaden Daniels and then won the Super Bowl, and he's ranked ahead of him entering the season. They're close, 5-6, whatever. But I think Jalen got a bump because of the Super Bowl. I can't bump him into the top tier. I think it's fair what they did. 215-592-9494. All right, we'll check in with you people. We'll take your phone calls
you
here.
You people.
And we got to check in on the Eagles OTA. Some other storylines also from around the league, including a fake storyline. We're making up stories now with NFL OTAs. Or that's all coming up. 215-592-9494 for Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This would be one of my favorite songs growing up.
Well, you're a big kung fu guy. We all know that.
Yeah, it's not PC now, but yeah. I haven't watched a good kung fu movie in a while. They got them on Tubi.
Yeah?
They got a lot of them on Tubi.
Well, you know, if the Phillies are rained out tonight, you got your night all planned.
Oh, you know what?
I saw kung fu.
No, you know what? I saw Jeremiah Trotter's movie on Tubi a few weeks ago.
What's that?
It's called The North Star.
I never saw it.
You've never saw Jeremiah Trotter?
No, I never saw it.
Dog, you need to watch it.
Is it good?
It's a period piece.
Okay.
It's a period piece.
You didn't say yes.
Well, it's I watched it because the Trot was in it.
You're right.
And, you know, it's a period piece.
All right. The North
did
Star.
Did you look it up?
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to watch this. Can't wait. I'm in. Big Ben Jones, is that his character?
That's who he was.
Big Ben Jones. All right.
Yeah.
All right, don't forget, you guys got to go see Joe Conklin, the City Rhythm Orchestra at Wildwood High School on Baker Avenue.
Hey.
And on the boardwalk in Ocean City at the Ocean City Music Pier, July 11th and 12th. It's the story of Philly sports through music and comedy. Get tickets at joeconklin.com, joeconklin.com. Okay, before we get back to the phones here, we'll check in with you people in a little bit and some wild OTA story out there. A couple things. One, some players are not practicing. The Kobe Dean still recovered from injury.
Yeah, he's been doing ballet.
Yes, trying to get himself ready to go.
Right.
I found this interesting, though. Zach Berman said that Jahad Campbell's not practicing. That's part we expected, yeah, right? He's coming off the injury. You know he hasn't signed his rookie contract yet?
Money ain't right.
Mm. But it's slotted. The rookie contracts are slotted now, right? You get picked 5th, 7th, 12th, 13th. It's like the money's the money.
Yeah, the money.
I wonder if there's some language they're working through with injuries and guarantees at the end.
Trying to get some incentives.
Because, you know, we know he's coming in banged up. So we'll keep our eye on that to see if he signs soon, and we'll see how quickly he gets in the field. When he was on last week with the morning show, he was pretty evasive on if he's going to be ready for camp. I keep feeling like it's pretty clear he's not going to be ready for camp, and hopefully we get him back early in the season. The other thing that we noticed, Hugh, your guy, Bryce
guy.
Huff, not present, apparently.
What do you mean, my guy?
Well, my guy.
You're the only one who could possibly.
There's only one guy that has Bryce Huff as their guy. That's you.
You know what?
You got a reaction to that?
What you doing? Like, does anybody know how to get in contact with Bryce and ask what's going on? I mean, I know it's like, and I saw some people say, oh, well, it's organized team activities. It's voluntary.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Well, that's true. But that's the same as like when you know you have your company has retreats and stuff, and they say it's voluntary. They kind of want you to go because it's a retreat for the company. So you still go.
It could only help you to be there.
Yeah. It can only help him, especially when you talk about the year that you had to be there. I don't care. I mean, unless it's a family emergency, and I don't know what that is. That's the only reason why you shouldn't be at training camp.
Yeah, you would think after the season he had last year, which was basically a lost year, he would try to ingratiate himself back in with Vic Fangio and the defense.
They gave you $50 million to chill. I wish somebody would give me $50 million to chill. I'd be there. I'd be pouring coffee. I'd be in that mug pouring coffee with my high-pitched friendly voice on. Hey, would you like some more coffee, please? For $50 million?
I was close to giving you $50 last segment to chill.
Kyle, high-pitched voice on, talking about, hey, buddy. Hey, Vic. Is there anything else I could do for you to make you feel better? Like, yeah, $50 million.
You know what? Actually, I think Kyle came up with a good idea. Next time we reopen the quarterback debate where Jalen is fifth and behind the top four guys, which is totally fair.
That's a trigger.
Kyle and I are going to put tens in a hat and see how many tens we got to throw in there until you stop with your nonsense that he's the second best quarterback in the NFL.
No, but that's just how I feel. Like, I know. That's how I feel.
And you're entitled to that. I'm just saying we'll see how many tens we could put in the
and
bucket before you stop.
And it changes every year. Because Brock Purdy was up on the top. He was on the top 10 list a few years ago when Kyle was triggered.
You're a top 10.
Yes. Yeah. And it changed.
Yeah, I mean, I think Purdy as we see now, that with more evidence, it was an absurd ranking.
So it was not.
Well, hold on. It absolutely was.
How much did Brock Purdy get paid? The only person. Who's the highest paid quarterback in the league right now?
Does not matter.
It's not him.
Does not matter.
It's Dak. The only person
still
who
got $265 million. Anyway.
For the record, the only person right about Purdy was me. I mean, that's
ranked. What did you say?
Hugh said he was second. Kyle said he was ass, and I said he's pretty good, and he's ranked 11th.
He got $265 million.
He's
significantly worse than he was made out to be. I think I might have gone over the top when I said he was ass.
Okay, that's why.
Significantly worse than people made him out to be.
He's pretty good. He's 11th on the list here that we're arguing about. He's pretty good.
He got paid.
He did. Well, that everyone gets paid. Then they shouldn't.
Yeah, quarterback.
Lawrence shouldn't have got paid, and Tua shouldn't have. But anyway.
Yeah, Tua shouldn't have got paid.
We might have to throw some money in the bucket and see when Hugh stops saying the nonsense. All right, 215-592.
I have a feeling I'm going to need everyone to stop tomorrow.
Nah, well, we'll see. We'll see what happens. You know what can make us feel better and maybe be in harmony together on tomorrow's show? If Wheeler plunks Acuna. Justin and Yonkers up. Hey, Justin.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it, Justin. What are you thinking, buddy?
Yeah, first and foremost, I was very happy when I heard the x-ray came back negative because when he went down, I was like, all right, he's in pain. When he actually left the game, I said, you know, for Bryce to just leave the game like that, I was very worried about, you know, a broken elbow. So I'm happy he's all right. And, yeah, I'm going to be very upset if the Braves leave Philadelphia and they don't get plunked. And it should be Acuna. And I'll settle for Ozuna if they don't want to do Acuna, but it has to happen because it's happened a few times lately. And, you know, I don't know. I don't even care if he did it intentionally. I think he probably tried to throw an inside pitch, but he wasn't afraid to hit Harper. So, you know, if they don't hit him, it's going to look a little soft to me, to be honest.
I agree. And it would send the message to me, Justin. And just a good phone call. We appreciate you, man. It would send the message that the Phillies are okay. And, you know, it's almost like they're not saying it, but they're saying it. Hey, you want to hit our guys? We're not going to do anything about it. You can't let that this season's, we got a lot of season to go. There's a lot of games left. These guys, you know, we talk about October because that's what matters to us. They got to take down at-bats. Like, between Trey and Bryce and Schwarber, they're going to get to the plate, you know, hundreds of more times. We can't let it be like, you want to throw inside? No repercussions on your guys. That's why tonight, and we've thrown out some names, you know, they're star players.
Mm-hmm.
Acuna's the star. Riley, whatever. You know, Ozuna, whoever. I still keep thinking about Ronald Acuna in an Uber in Philadelphia right now, hearing his name on WIP over and over. Ribs.
Yeah, why they want to plunk me.
He might not show up to the game tonight. He's like, damn.
No, he gonna be
What if Snicker sat him?
Oh, that'd be the softest.
Oh, that would be weak. That would be super soft. Weak. That would be weak.
Imagine he said it. I heard them on WIP talking about hitting my guy.
Talking about hitting me. No, yeah, that would be weak.
Totally soft.
That would be super weak.
Kat in Warminster. What's up, Kat?
Hey.
Hey, Kat.
How you guys doing?
Good, Kat.
A couple things. Hugh, I am a little worried about your well-being.
What'd I do?
I think nothing. Skippy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Skip.
Your neighbor.
You know, maybe get blackout curtains.
I ain't worried about Skip.
Even if he has binoculars, he can't see in.
Yeah, I ain't worried about Skip.
Yeah, Kat, it was disconcerting.
It was a lot.
I mean, he's got to put up blinds or something.
I'm telling you, he knew way too much about you. Way too much. Yeah, but anyway, about the games tonight, I think Zach definitely has to hit, and I would go for Acuna, definitely. And I wouldn't do it the first pitch. I wouldn't even do it the first inning. A couple innings down. Get them, because we have been hit so many times. I mean, wasn't it Harper got hit in the shins the last series? And also, Rojas and Boehm were dancing at the plate to get away from balls. It's like, it seems like that pitchers go after our guys more so than anybody else.
I agree, and we got to even that out. Just to send a message, Kat. Kat, good phone call, and I appreciate your concern for Hugh. I think a lot of us are feeling the same way. That was a weird call, Hugh.
Oh, man, don't worry about me, because, like, listen.
Hey, you're going to be fine. I feel bad
for
you.
I'm not certain he's going to be fine.
Yeah.
Like, that was
fine.
A lot of...
I mean, Skip just needed to keep his distance. I mean, that's
doesn't
his
sound
best
like
best.
He's willing to do that.
The guy's following you to work.
Yeah, I mean, he's keeping a safe distance. I mean, you know.
All right, tonight, 11 o'clock, you see a pair of eyes in the window.
That's why.
What are you going to do about it?
Like, here's the thing. I don't know how he can do that unless, you know, I don't know. But I ain't worried about Skip.
I feel like you're downplaying it just a
you
little
really
bit.
You really are. The audience is worried for you.
I would be very concerned if I got that phone call.
Skip, catch these hands. He's going to catch these hands.
He's trying to catch something,
He might invite that, though.
Yeah, like, I know.
He was weird about
you
stuff.
You better be careful. That was different. All right. Speaking of weird and different, you know who's catching some strays?
Who's catching some strays?
Aaron Rodgers. Listen to this yesterday. OTAs are starting across the NFL. And I believe Aaron Rodgers is now getting criticized for not showing up to OTAs for a team he doesn't even play for. Listen to this.
Why? Why? This is the Pittsburgh Steelers. They have six Lombardis. They're coached by first ballot Hall of Fame Mike Tomlin.
They don't have a quarterback. And
we're sitting around talking about Aaron Rodgers is not there on the first day of OTAs. Mandatory or not, where is your pride? Where's your dignity?
That's why I say I'm going to give him another day.
Where's your respect for the game? Where's your respect for this organization? Where's this organization's respect for the history that they have in this league? What are we talking about? He's never played there before. He doesn't know any of these teammates. He doesn't know the streets to get to the facility. He doesn't know the doctors. He doesn't know the rehab crew. He doesn't know anybody. He doesn't know anybody. He doesn't know where to get his smoothies. Nothing. Like, why would you not be there? Why am I supposed to take this seriously? It's not about him not being at non-mandatory OTAs for a team that he's been with for 22 years. Do what you want to do. You won 5 games last year. The year before that, you didn't play because you tore your Achilles. The year before that, you missed the playoffs. What are we talking about?
Well, I'm wondering that because, correct me if I'm wrong, Aaron Rodgers doesn't play for the Steelers.
He doesn't. And I was kind of like, I'm listening to her rant, right?
Yeah.
And you know how I feel about Joey.
We do. We all do.
But I was like, okay, that's a lot of energy for somebody that's not even signed.
He's not a Steeler.
He's not. So, I mean, I would ask her, what do you want him to do?
Could somebody on that panel have thrown her a lifeline?
Like, he hasn't signed yet.
I mean, they're like, I don't know why.
See, and there's behind the scenes people to blame, too. They planned that out. Yeah. That wasn't off the cuff.
You know what's funny, though? I feel like she seems like she doesn't do anything without thinking it through. Mm-hmm. So she went on that rant for a reason. She knew he wasn't. She had to know. I refuse to believe that she did not understand or, you know, not know that he wasn't there. I think they just went on the rant because they just wanted to rant about it.
I think there's an assumption he's going to sign. Yeah. So you're almost like you're skipping it when you know you're going to be there.
I share that
week.
Assumption, but like,
he's not there.
It was too much passion for something. That
it was a lot. It was a lot for to give that kind of energy to somebody who's not a part of the team.
There was a Seinfeld where Kramer worked in an office that he wasn't employed by, and then he got fired, and it was awkward because he was like, I don't even work here. Like, we're yelling at him for missing work. He doesn't work there.
That's a lot.
He's such a wild card that even if he's hinting that he'll go to the Steelers, he could be a Viking in a week. And then she looks 10 times dumber.
Well, then, no, that will last forever. Speaking of ripping Rodgers, which is just fun, and everyone seems to pile on with that guy, Terry Bradshaw weighed in on the idea of the Steelers signing Aaron Rodgers.
What do you think about possibly Aaron Rodgers being the quarterback? That's a joke. That is just, to me, is a joke. What are you going to bring him in for 1 year? Are you kidding me?
I mean, that's not the Steelers' way, right?
No, man, that guy needs to stay in California and go somewhere and chew on bark and whisper to the gods out there.
100%.
You don't hear chew on bark as a thing to do. Right?
Well, he was, you know, I guess it was a reference to the ayahuasca and, you know, his affinity for it.
Yep.
So I guess that's what he was talking about.
Yeah.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a lot.
I am perfectly good if we're done with Aaron Rodgers. Just like, do you want to watch him play football anymore?
I'm cool.
I've seen enough.
There's two things that I need to see. The hit pieces that they did. I didn't get a chance to see the Brett Favre one yet.
Oh, I haven't either.
Or the Aaron Rodgers one when he's talking bad about his family. Mm-hmm. You got to be a special kind of bad person to get on television in a documentary and just flame your whole family unit, all of them.
You got to be rough. Yeah, yeah. Or your family ripping you. I mean, that's not easy
that's
to find. Yeah, I'm good if we don't get Rodgers anymore. I've seen enough. Lou in Denver. What's up, Lou?
What's up, guys?
Hey, Lou.
Yeah, we got to bean this guy. We got to bean someone. But here's the thing. I wouldn't do it until tomorrow. Give them the back of their mind if they're going to get beaned if they play tomorrow or tonight.
You think they're on high alert tonight, and then tomorrow is like a sneak attack.
Exactly. Because I want them on high alert tonight. What I'd really like to do, this is a rule change. They're not going to do this, but I'm kind of old school. Because the pitcher would get beamed sometimes.
Right.
Remember?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know?
Yeah, of course.
So if you get beamed, the pitcher then has to bat for the DH the next time around. It's not going to happen, but I would love to see it because I would love to see Strider just get plunked.
You know, I don't know if you thought of this, but the first thing I thought of when you said it, it would intentionally increase offense. Like if you're a star pitcher, right, and mm-hmm. and you have a DH like Kyle Schwarber, right, or Ohtani, you don't want that guy to lose an at bat for you. I would never pitch inside because just if you miss by accident, you cost your team Ohtani's at bat. So I would, I'd have to pitch over the plate more, which means you probably get more runs.
But here, and here's the thing. Look, he was out for the game. So again, the crime warrants an appropriate response, right? So if you're driving too fast, you weren't meaning to hit anyone, but you hit someone, you're still going to get in trouble. Like they have to police this somehow, and they have to come back. Again, I wouldn't do it today with Wheeler. If they play, I would do it late in the game, the last game. I wouldn't wait until the next series, but I want them thinking about it those first couple of bats.
Well, I do want them thinking about it. Lou, we appreciate it. The only thing with that is a little slippery slope, right? Like if you don't do it tonight, and then what if you get down tomorrow, or it's
then
a 1-0 game?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think it loses steam if you wait till
tonight
August.
It has to be tonight.
It's got to be tonight.
Got to be tonight.
And it's got to be Acuna wearing one, as he knows it's coming. I mean, he's listening to WIP in the Uber all afternoon. He knows this is coming. He wears it. We all move on.
Yeah, and you know we're childish, so yeah, that's gonna happen.
Yeah, Ronald, this is
how we roll.
Sorry, buddy. Yep. All right, can we get to you people? See what they're up to.
You people.
It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
This is an historic you people today.
Oh boy.
Well, just for I think one big reason in particular,
mm-hmm.
we have our first official lost YouTuber.
What do you mean?
Who says Spike is speaking the truth?
Oh,
he's lost about. Oh, you're talking.
Oh, they're
about,
lost in time.
Okay,
lost on the show. Okay. Lost in time.
So, which one of us is Spike? Me.
Great question. Great question.
No clue.
But apparently, he was speaking the truth during our show today.
All right. Well, good job, Spike. Appreciate it.
Yep. Also, getting a lot of flack for the Strider thing. The mustache. Me.
Well, that's on you. You got to get rid of that mustache, man.
Someone said either shave the stash. Or add a beard to it.
Yeah, you're too Stridery right now.
Yeah.
So you're guilty just because you got a beard?
Yeah. I've been called Kyle Strider.
Wow.
Strider Quinn.
You gotta love our fan base.
I do,
man.
Like Strider Quinn.
They get
they
get triggered easily.
Yep.
You gotta wear that one.
I know. I do. Just like Acuna has to wear one of the ribs tonight. We have a couple of these out of context. Joe is just jealous. I'm not sure of what.
Everything. Everyone. Just jealous guy.
Just to be just jealous. You just jealous.
I'm just jealous. I guess so.
Stop the nonsense, Hugh.
That one. Save that for any day.
That's timely.
That's once an hour. We all feel it.
Yep.
Maybe that was about Lizardo putting him in the bullpen.
Yep.
No, I got a lot of pushback for that.
Oh, and you should have.
Yep. And a couple of potential new versions of Hugh today. Sleeper cell, Hugh.
Oh.
Sleeper cell.
With mm-hmm. your friends.
Because I like Atlanta.
No, but well, that you said. And also, you admitted to still having friends in Atlanta, which you need to do,
after what happened last night.
You have to disown them. Eliminate their phone numbers. Tell them you're not speaking anymore. You're a Philly.
Can't do all that.
I'm sorry.
I got a lot of friends.
Now if it's family, that's different.
Well,
I
got a lot of friends.
Yeah, but they're no longer. Mm-hmm. Old friends.
No saying.
Another good one. Soft shell Douglas.
Soft shell.
That fits.
Being a little bit of a softie today.
How? I'm trying to be a grown-up.
Because it didn't take much for you to move off of plunking a Brave.
Well, because this is a grown-up conversation that has to be
had. It's not.
It really isn't.
We're talking about a kid's game.
And right, sometimes kids beat each other up, and then they're friends afterwards. It's fine. Like, why is it so big of a deal to throw a baseball 97 miles an hour at Acuna's ribs? This isn't a big deal.
Yep.
When you put it in that context, you're right. It's not. You see how that sounds? You can't even say that with a straight face.
They're grown-ups. He'll be fine.
I like this one because it feels like this guy's just given up. You know what? Atlanta can have you.
What did it? Was it the Lizardo thing? Was it Hurts, the number two quarterback in the league?
Listen, man, let me tell you. You people are starting to grow on me a little bit. I kind of like them.
They're
a little
petty.
Bit. They're super petty.
Yeah. It was the buddy-buddy stuff with the people in Atlanta.
I know. It really was. And they're telling us about sundress season. There's sundresses here.
This is Lululemon territory.
That's fine. We can talk about that any day.
Yes. And just because they may be good-looking down there doesn't have nothing to do with this.
You're fraternizing with the enemy.
Yes.
Can't happen. It's got to stop.
You let your old producer tell you our topic wasn't good just because we're trying to bean his players.
You think I care about Abe, what Abe talking about? I ain't thinking about Abe.
See the one that was ripping you for cooking the bacon?
Yes.
Didn't you freak out about that?
Yes.
Yeah, come on. Like, relax.
Abe's a freaker outer. That's Abe's thing.
All right, last thing I got, and this is pretty cool. So one of our You People patrons says they're going to be sitting behind the Braves dugout today.
Ooh.
And they asked if they should put up a sign that says You People.
Absolutely, yes.
Definitely. Definitely be heard and be seen.
Yes.
So that way we could take pictures and say, we see you.
Yes, please do that.
That would be awesome. If I see that on TV, I'll be very excited.
And if you do that, you'll get bumped up in the You People comment section moving forward here. So you get a little extra credit for that. That'd be awesome.
That would definitely be awesome.
You People. All right, let's quickly grab Big V and Mount Laurel. Big V.
Yo, what's going on, Kyle? I don't know, brother. You might have to drop that mustache.
I know.
Drop you.
Strider Quinn over here. This is ridiculous.
But no, you're right. And I say 98, 99 mile an hour fastball straight to the ribs.
Boom.
We got to look. That's it. I mean, Hakuna Matata, he got to go.
Hakuna
that's
Matata.
It. Yeah, I'm being funny. Hugh for a moment.
No, I got you. That is funny.
Keep it simple. Big V, you're right. And I don't say this very often. Big V is absolutely correct. Big V, we appreciate it. Let's grab Kashmir before we go. Kashmir, what's up, buddy?
What's going on? Yeah, real quick, we got to beam Acuna or Riley. Someone's got to get beamed tonight. It's not just about paying them back, but it's about sending a message to the rest of the league. Hey, you can't come in our ballpark and punk us like that and throw in our best player. Can't happen. And I'm sorry, but it's like, even if we lose, I'm willing to sacrifice a W. I'm willing to sacrifice a win and a loss to send a message to the Braves and the rest of the league. It's got to be done. We got to.
You know what? See, that's perspective right there. Tonight is bigger than a win or a loss.
Yeah. The sign, it's tomorrow, by the way, that they're going.
Tomorrow.
So we'll be on lookout for it tomorrow.
Okay, so You People tomorrow, sign behind the dugout at the game. Okay,
no, that's
potentially
great.
With our faces.
So. Wow, that'd be even bigger.
That would be.
That's my favorite you person. Is it you person?
You person.
You people are
the person who watched on YouTube and comments. That person, you'll be my favorite if you did that. All right, that is that's about it for us for today.
To
it is time to go.
Oh, yeah.
Are you gonna be all right? You gonna purchase maybe some blinds or curtains?
I gotta get some. I gotta get some of them partitions.
Be on lookout if someone's following you home.
Yeah.
From here.
I also
if he get the wave and Skip, if you get the wave, and I'm not probably gonna wave.
If it was me, I would probably delay the arrival at 2:45 by a few minutes, just to throw him off a little bit, because that's. You got a lot to worry about with that.
All right, I ain't worried about that. As long as he keeps his distance, he good.
Well, obviously he's not. He's poking in the window. All right, you guys have a great rest of your day. We'll talk tomorrow. Tonight, Acuna's got to wear one on the ribs. Afternoon show next on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.